In a gymnasium at the Frank Pierce Recreation Center, a handful of St. Pete residents voiced their opinions to a number of city employees. Robert Danielson, St. Petersburg's manager of communications, said one of Mayor Foster's initiatives was to bring government to the people.
When the mayor was first elected, this is one of his initial initiatives to bring government to the people. So every month we travel from district to district, and tonight we're in District 6. And I think the low turnout tonight is due to the weather.
Officials from each city department sat at tables around the perimeter of the gym. David Dickerson, the operations manager for codes and compliance, was one of the officials there to offer information to the public. He said a major problem the city was facing was overgrowth, but his department was in the process of enacting plans to correct the problem.
Well, we have a pretty good program set up where we notify the ownership of the violation, and if they don't cure the violation within a certain time frame, the city has a program set up where we actually go out and take care of the lawn, and then we charge that cost back to the owner.
Oha Maraha, the manager of the City Hall Business Assistance Center, spoke to a young man about getting his construction business off the ground.
We provide a host of training and counseling at the Business Assistance Center. We have special classes like how to write a business plan, marketing, social media, bonding. So it's a whole array of classes. And in his case in particular, he's in the construction business. So what we do also is we certify small businesses to procure contracts with the city of St. Pete. So I was now going to get into him because he has some skill sets that probably he can come to the BAC to see how we can use, especially in the construction area.
Mayor Foster said he would continue holding these meetings even if only one or two people showed up. He said he hopes these meetings bring results to the challenges St. Petersburg is facing.
Well, I'm all about performance and results, and I think that any mayor should be judged on the accountability and accessibility and results. And so I try to get out in the community. We are bringing through Mayor's Night Out every department head, every chief of all the services that we provide out to the people, where the people are. I think that's important. So if people wanted an opportunity to meet the mayor and have a one-on-one conversation, they get that opportunity here. If it's a police issue, the chief of police is here. Fire, codes, construction and permitting, libraries, parks and recreation, sanitation, water resources. The list goes on and on. And the department heads, the decision makers are here under one roof where the people are. So I think it is important that we get out of City Hall once a month, and we get out of the municipal service building and bring the services to the people.
David Hoover from the Riviera Bay Civic Association took advantage of the opportunity to talk to his city staff.
Removing of snipe signs was one of them, and the continuation of Pinellas Trail out of Rio Vista Park and continuing on to Gandy Boulevard.
We had a drainage issue.
A drainage issue in the neighborhood that I addressed with Mike Connors and Joe Kubicki. That's what's really good about these nights is you can talk directly to the director of the department, and you don't have to go through a secretary, and you don't have to worry about the message getting across differently from how you want it to get across.
One community leader, Maddie Wright, had concerns regarding her neighborhood watch program and an issue that citizens have been debating: whether the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team will continue their contract and stay in St. Petersburg.
Well, I wanted to talk to the mayor about the stadium, and I wanted to talk about the vagrants, the people that's wandering my neighborhood, because I got one that she constantly harassed me. So, you know, I called the police. I didn't get a good response, so they say they're going to find out who that was to respond to me like she did.
Wright said she loved attending Mayor's Night Out meetings because it allowed her to get many of her questions answered on the spot.
I did. I asked him, was it feasible, could the next mayor break the contract, you know, the 2024-27 contract with the Rays? He said it could. He said the council could do it. But most of the five of them agree with him, so that's the majority of the council. And then I asked him, would it be feasible to put the open-air ballpark adjacent to the Trop? He said, yeah, that's a good idea. If not there, could we put it in the Gateway area? Because the traffic is terrible coming from Largo and Clearwater and Tampa trying to get to the Trop in St. Pete. So he said, that's a good idea. And he said, you think just like I do. So that he said, but the players don't want to go like that. They want to move it out of the city altogether. I said, well, then they must not be from here. He said, they ain't. Most of them are here. The owner's not from here either. So they don't like us. I said, well, we can find a way to make them like us.
Foster said St. Petersburg has invested too much to allow the Rays to leave. He wants more fans to support the team at Tropicana Field.
It was all outlined in a local newspaper, and it's really threefold. It's not a secret. It's to promote this team heavily and work arm-in-arm with Bob Buckhorn and other leaders in the Tampa Bay area to really drive support for this team here at the Trop. The second is to make sure that we are always accessible to the Rays, and my door is always open to any need or challenge that our partners have with the Tampa Bay Rays. But really and truly, it's to make sure that the people's investment in Major League Baseball is protected. That's really, I think, the main thing that we need to do. We need to be prepared to negotiate, prepared to assist, prepared to promote. But we also need to make sure that the city's interest is protected.
In Foster's 2009 campaign, he touted his initiative to make city government more transparent. But last week, the St. Petersburg Times reported that at a Breakfast with the Mayor event, Mayor Foster said he would not answer residents' questions in the presence of a reporter. But when WMNF asked about this discrepancy, Foster said he only wanted to protect the rights and privacy of the citizens.
Well, it was really out of respect for the citizens. It wasn't a press conference. It wasn't a town hall. It wasn't an open meeting. It was an invitation for citizens to come and do my two favorite things, eat and talk to the mayor and tell me anything. Again, it's part of being accessible to the people. But I think a lot of our citizens that will bring challenges to the mayor's office, they don't want to read about it in the newspaper. And just so they could be candid with me and I can be candid with them, I wanted to make sure that that there was no fear that it would be overheard by reporters. And I do that out of respect for the people. I signed up for this. I signed up to be a public figure, but they didn't. And some of the challenges that our residents have are very private and very personal. So I did it out of deference to the people of the community.
When asked whether media coverage would help citizens get their voices heard and others on their side when it comes to decision-making, Foster agreed. For WMNF News, I'm Atisha Robinson in St. Petersburg.